Hello and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for most everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. In this show, I'll break down all the games since my last show. I'll tell you which Avalanche players will be representing their home countries in the 2010 Winter Olympics. I'll tell you which Avs players received NHL as well as AHL honors for the month of December. I'll share my thoughts on David Krejci's healthy scratch streak, that's easy for me to say, which stands at 11 games. And I'll tell you my new least favorite player that the Avs play against, and I'll give you a hint. His name rhymes with Hal Schnafflergluck. All right? I got all those things and lots more Avalanche stuff for you coming up in episode number 47 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stick around. I'll be right back. Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for everything that I care about Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. I don't know if I ever explained this, but I had a little conversation with my man, James Tapley-Gralian from the Rink Podcast, rinkpodcast.com, and he told me that nothing can be the home for everything, so I'm sticking with your home for most everything or everything that I care about. So that's kind of why I changed all that. But hey, welcome back. I know it's been a long time. Happy holidays from the Avs Hockey Podcast. Happy New Year from the Avs Hockey Podcast as well. Like I said, I know it's been a while. Can you hear me now, too? I've got a brand new setup from my man, James Tapley-Gralian, rinkpodcast.com. And I think things should be sounding a little bit better from here on out. So, James, thank you for your hardware and software support, as always, and we'll do some shows again soon. So, there you go. Welcome to episode number 47. Let's do jersey numbers for the Avalanche in their history for number 47s, and there was two. Claude Lapointe played for the Avalanche during the 95-96 season for three games and had 0 points. We're not dedicating the podcast to him, but thanks for coming, Claude Lapointe. Also, Ray Macias, you might recognize that name from last year. He's a fourth-round pick by the Avalanche in the 2005 draft. Played six games last season in 08-09. He had an assist. There's a video of that assist on the Avs Hockey Podcast Facebook fan page. If you're on Facebook, just search for the Avs Hockey Podcast and become a fan. I'd love to see you there. It was a power play goal by Chris Stewart against the Stars on April 9th, 2009, one of the last games of the season. It was that long season last year. Things are different this year. Things are going better. So this will be the Ray Macias episode, the Ray Macias edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for lots of stuff, Avalanche. So like I said, welcome back. Happy New Year. I've got a ton of games to cover since my last show, and let's get it going. Game number 35 for the Avalanche, Sunday, December 13th, against the Calgary Flames at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche win this one 3-2. A minute 52 into the first period, David Krejci and Brian McGratton get into a fight. This was their only shift of the game for each of them. Their ice time for both of them, exactly 2 seconds apiece. The Flames in the first period had 4 penalties, 10 minutes worth of minors. Oh, let me go back to Krejci. Why dress him? But I'll get into that in just a second, because the game afterwards is the last time we've seen him since then. But the Flames take 4 minors, 10 minutes worth of minors. The Curtis Glencross had a double minor to add up to 10 minutes. And the Avs take advantage a little bit. Wojtek Volski scores 13:05 into the first period, his 13th of the year on the power, on a 5-on-3 power play from Chris Stewart and Kyle Quincy. The Avalanche outshoot the Flames because of the lopsided penalty numbers in the first period, 20-6. That goal is up on my Avs Hockey Podcast page, as well as Darcy Tucker's goal that I'll talk about in a second. The Avalanche take a 2-0 lead. Chris Stewart, 9:17 into the second period, his 7th of the season from Paul Stastny and Wojtek Volski. A minute 17 later, the Flames get back in within 1. Rene Bork scores his 9th against his 9th of the year to give the Flames, to cut the Avalanche lead from 2-1. And the Avalanche go up by 2 again, 17-19 into the second period. Darcy Tucker scores his 5th of the season from TJ Gagliardi and Ryan Wilson to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead going into the third period. In the third period, only one goal. Mark Giordano scores his 2nd of the season on the power play to get the Avalanche lead back down to 1 again, but the Avalanche hang on from there and get the win 3-2. Mika Kiprusoff for the Flames, 32 saves on 35 shots. Craig Anderson, 19 saves on 21 shots for the Flames. Jerome Iginla for the Flames, 4 shots, and Rene Bork, a goal and assist for the Flames. John Michael Lyles in this game, 5 shots. Wojtek Volski, a goal and an assist. Matt Duchene, 4 shots on net in this game. And Chris Stewart, a goal and assist and 6 shots. Perhaps the best all-around game for the Avalanche this season. They looked really, really good. And from there, they went to perhaps the worst game of the season. Game number 36 for the Avalanche, Tuesday, December 15th at Pepsi Center. They lose to the Washington Capitals 6-1. This was Mike Keene Knight, a 96 Cup winner, still playing with the Manitoba Moose in the AHL. Still loves the game, still obviously in great shape. It was good to see him at Pepsi Center. I'm not going to go into the particulars because, like I said, this was super ugly. Thomas Fleischmann, two goals for the Capitals. I've got some other names here, and I didn't even write down their names. Mike Knuble did something cool. David Steckel did some cool stuff. Matt Bradley did some cool stuff. And Nicholas Backstrom had a power play goal. So I give you three of the whatever. Like I said, ugly by the Avalanche in this one. TJ Gagliardi for the Avalanche. He scored his fourth of the year with a third-period power play goal from Matt Duchene and Kyle Quincy. There's your highlight for the Avalanche. Former Avalanche player Jose Theodore, 27 saves on 28 shots by the Avalanche, and Craig Anderson, 16 saves on 21 shots from the Caps. He played two periods, and then Peter Budaj came in the third and stopped three or four shots. What I wanted to talk about during this game, in the second period, 15:28 into the second period, David Krejci had a hit from behind. He hit Mike Green when the game was 5-0. Mike Green left the game and didn't return. He had a black eye and was pretty messed up. The league, we were expecting, as Avalanche fans, a suspension on this hit, but Krejci never got one. Suspensions only usually happen when a guy gets hurt and misses significant time, but since Mike Green was only out for that game, I guess they decided not to suspend Krejci, but really didn't need to happen. Really didn't get his team going. I believe it was 5-0 at the time. Who cares if you're going to hit a guy like that behind the net? I know you need to play hard. I know he needs to earn his time, but we actually haven't seen him since, and I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I'd rather have a Brandon Yip in the lineup than a David Krejci or even a Marek Svato, as my good friend Shane Giroux from the Avs Hockey Talk blog has said lately as well. So David Krejci hasn't played since, and I don't mind that. Kind of a – not really a cheap shot, but a kind of a classless move. Just an unnecessary hit. So the Avs, like I said, went from their best game to their worst game of the season on Tuesday, December 15th. They lost to the Capitals at home against the Capitals, 6-1. All right, game number 37 for the Avalanche was Saturday, December 19th against the Columbus Blue Jackets at Pepsi Center. And the Avalanche come out and have a serious first period. They win this one 5-2, and in the first period, they score four goals within the first 8 minutes and 2 seconds. A great start started with Chris Stewart scoring his eighth of the year, 21 seconds into the contest, from Wojciech Wolski and Craig Anderson. Wojciech Wolski then scores his 14th of the season at 3:22 of the first period from John Michael Lyles and Matt Duchene. Then less than a minute later, Wojciech Wolski scores his second of the period on the power play. This was the second goal of the year, or second goal of the season, second goal of the game of the period. His 15th goal of the season at 4:15 from Milan Hayduk and Paul Stastny give the Avalanche a 3-0 lead. And then John Michael Lyles scores his third of the season on the power play from Paul Stastny and Milan Hayduk at 8:02. And the Avalanche take a 4-0 lead, like I said, 8:02 into the game. Kind of nice. We haven't had really a lot of that within the last couple seasons, so it was good to see that. The second period was all Blue Jackets. They scored two power play goals to get within two, R.J. Umberger at 3:29 and Jason Chimera at 13:24. In the third period, Milan Hayduk scores his 13th of the year from Matt Duchene and Brett Clark to give the Avalanche a 5-2 win. Steve Mason stopped four of seven shots he saw. He was scored after the third Avalanche goal, his second of the game, by Wojciech Wolski at 4:15 of the first period. And then Matthew Garon came in and really kept this game from getting really, really ugly. He had a lot of great saves. He stopped 22 of the 24 shots that he saw. Craig Anderson stopped 28 of 30. For the Avalanche. John Michael Lyles, a goal and an assist. Wojciech Wolski, two goals, an assist, and four shots. Matt Duchene had two assists. Milan Hayduk had a goal, two assists, and nine shots on net during this game. And Chris Stewart, a goal and six shots. Shane from the Bat Lab on Twitter, and also Avs, I think it's Colorado Avalanche Talk blog. I can't remember the URL, but if you're an Avalanche fan, you need to follow him. So if you need his information, let me know. But he was saying, and I noticed this at the game as well, is that both of the goaltenders for the Blue Jackets catch with their right hand. They're both left-handed goaltenders. When's the last time you saw that in the NHL? Both goaltenders in the tandem are catching with their right hand. For those of you that play hockey out there, and I've played enough to know, when you play against a guy like that, it's really, really weird. But Anyways, the Avs roller coaster continues. They either play really, really well or they don't play well at all. But this one was a good one. Saturday, December 19th against the Blue Jackets. The Avalanche win this one 5-2. Game 38 of the season, Monday, December 21st at Minnesota against the Wild. The Avalanche win this one 4-3. At 19:49 of the first period, Matt Duchene scores his 10th of the year from Darcy Tucker and TJ Gagliardi to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead going into the second period. Chris Stewart then scores his 9th of the season from Paul Stastny at 3:49 of the second period. This was a bomb off a Stastny drop pass. I don't know if you guys saw this one-timer that Chris Stewart had, but it was a rip. It was one of those where it went in and came out so quickly. Everybody knew it was in, but, man, what a great shot by Chris Stewart. He's looked awesome lately. Good to see he's earned his spot in the NHL, and he's not going anywhere for a while. Milan Hayduk then gave the Avalanche a 3-0 lead at 10:29 into the second period, his 14th of the year from TJ Gagliardi. And then the teams traded shorthanded goals. You don't see this very often in the NHL, but at 13:55 of the second period, my good buddy Cal Clutterbuck scores his 7th of the season. I'll get to him in just a minute. And 17:16 on the worst line change in hockey history, Matt Hendrick scores his 4th of the year shorthanded from Cody McLeod. Great to see Hendrick score in front of his hometown family and friends as well. So turned out to be the game winner. So good for Matt Hendricks. He's taking advantage of the opportunities he has on the offensive end and is very reliable on the defensive end as well. Good pickup for the Avalanche. He's been solid in his limited minutes. In the third period, Owen Nolan scores his 8th of the season. Of course he scores against the Avalanche again. Scores his 8th of the season at 12:05, and then Marty Havlat scores his 6th of the season at 13:57. But the Avalanche hold on for the 4-3 win. Minnesota outshoots the Avalanche 13-4 in the third period, and the Avalanche hang on. It's become kind of a sore topic for us Avalanche fans, them getting outplayed in the third period. This will come back and bite them when the games really start to matter, but hopefully they get things figured out before then. Milan Hayduk for the Avalanche, a goal and 3 shots. Chris Stewart, a goal and 4 shots. Kyle Quincy, 4 shots. And TJ Gagliardi, 2 assists for the Avalanche. Marty Havlat for the Wild, a goal and 6 shots. And Cal Clutterbuck, my good buddy, a goal and 5 shots. Cal Clutterbuck is my new least favorite player that the Avalanche play against in the NHL. Here's some positives as far as how he plays, because I'm sure if he was in an Avalanche uniform, these are the things we'd like about him. He has to play this way to stay in the league because he's not that big and he's not that fast, but he's that physical guy. He does his job well. He gets under the skin of the other teams and also their other fans and other podcasters as well. He leads the league in hits. He only has 10 penalty minutes this season, so good for him. And like I said, we'd all probably like him, and many other teams would probably like him a little bit more if he played for the Avalanche. Let's get to why he's a douche, though, all right? He takes a run at Craig Anderson, but he's not big enough to really deal with hockey's heavyweight, so he doesn't have to really be accountable for what he does. He runs his mouth at the Avalanche bench after he scores his shorthanded goal, which is, you know, bad hockey karma anyways, and the Avalanche end up winning this one, but kind of uncalled for stuff there. And, you know, you can still be kind of a pain in the butt without kind of pushing the limit. But again, that's why he's in the lineup. That's what he does. And I'm sure the Wild fans out there love him for it. So in one sense, you have to give him a little credit. But in another sense, I don't like him. So there you go. The Avs finally get it done against the Wild after 4 straight losses to them this season. They only have 2 regulation wins against the Wild in our last 16 regular season games. So that's good. They don't beat the Wild very often. But on Monday, December 21st at the XL Energy Center in Minnesota, the Avalanche won 4-3. All right, let's do one more game, and then I'll give you a little break. Game number 39 for the Avalanche, Tuesday, November. No, that's December 22nd against the Ducks. The Avalanche lose this one 4-2. Things seemed just fine for 2 periods and some change. In the first period, Brandon Yip scored his first career NHL goal from Matt Hendricks and Brett Clark at 2:09. In the second period, no scoring. In the third period, Paul Stastny scores his 9th of the season from John Michael Lyles and Wojciech Wolski at 3:28, and everything seemed to be great. 2-goal lead in the third period. All right, things are great. And then 12:26 into the third period, Scott Niedermeyer scored his 4th of the season. He still has it after all these years. A lot of fun to still watch him. At 15:05, Dan Sexton scored his 5th to tie up the game. At 19:34, Ryan Getzlaff scored his 10th of the season to give the Ducks a 3-2 lead. And then Todd Marchant scores with 11 seconds left in the game, an empty netter, to give the Ducks a 4-2 win. The Avalanche outshot 15-7 in the third period and 43-17 for the game. So you really don't have to explain a whole lot after that. A really tough third period, but kind of you could kind of see it coming. Doesn't make you feel any better about it, but you could definitely see it coming. Jonas Hiller for the Ducks only had to make 15 saves on 17 Avalanche shots, and Craig Anderson 39 saves on 42 Duck shots. Corey Perry, 2 assists and 7 shots in this game. Ryan Getzlaff, 1 goal, 1 assist, and 4 shots. He's a beast. And Dan Sexton, 1 goal and 8 shots for the Ducks. Wojtek Wolski, 1 assist and 4 shots for the Avalanche. And Paul Stastny, 1 goal and 4 shots. The roller coaster ride for the Avalanche continued after this game. It's either a really strong or a pretty bad performance during this stretch. And that's what happens during any 82-game season. And let me give you a little break. So that's about half the games since I did my last show. Like I said, I'll give you a little break. I'll come back, cover all the other games, and I'll get you up to date until I'll give you up to date, and we'll get everything all taken care of. So thanks again for tuning in, and stick around. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for, well, stuff that I care about, Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is episode number 47, the Ray Macias edition of the show. Thanks again for joining me. We're on to game 40 for the season, Saturday, December 26th, Adam Deadmarsh night at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche win this one 4-1. This was a sellout, and I got to say it's because of Adam Deadmarsh. A lot of people there, obviously, and Deadmarsh is definitely worth a tribute. Big fan favorite here in Denver, and good for him. So congrats, Adam Deadmarsh. He made the trip in.
Oh, geez. He works for the Avalanche. Oh.
Anyways, first period, Chris Durno scores his first career NHL goal at 6:04 off the back of Alex Auld's leg. No other way to score your first period for your first ever NHL goal. Congrats to him. Matt Hendricks and Darcy Tucker on the assist, and the Avalanche take a 1-0 lead. 14:04 into the second period, Milan Hajduk scores his 15th of the season from Matt Duchene and TJ Gagliardi to give the Avalanche a 2-0 lead. Steve Ott scores his 5th of the season in the third period, 7:44 in, and cuts the Avalanche lead in half, 2-1. Chris Stewart then scores his 10th of the season from Wojtek Wolski and Paul Stastny at 13:34 of the third to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead. And then Chris Stewart scores his 11th of the year at 19:02, his second of the period from Adam Foote and Brett Clark. Alex Auld for the Stars, 29 saves on 32 shots. No to Marty Turco in this one. He doesn't play well against the Colorado Avalanche, so good night for him to have off, I guess. And Peter Budaj, 39 saves, a great performance by him. 39 saves on 40 shots, and the Avalanche win this one 4-1. James Neal for the Stars, -4. Ouch. And Jeff Wojwitka had 6 shots for the Stars. Wojtek Wolski, an assist in 5 shots. Chris Stewart, 2 goals and 6 shots. Adam Foote, an assist in +3 during this game. And Kyle Quincy, 4 shots for the Avalanche. A good performance by them. Saturday, December 26th, the Avalanche beat the Stars at Pepsi Center 4-1. Game number 41 for the Avalanche was Wednesday, December 30th at Ottawa against the Senators. The Avalanche win this one 4-3. Ryan Shannon starts off the scoring for the Senators, his third of the season at 8:32, to give the Senators a 1-0 lead. Kyle Quincy then comes back and scores his 4th of the year unassisted at 15:27 to tie up the game at 1 during the first period. And then at 18:54, Chris Durno scores his second career NHL goal in as many games. Not in as many games as he's played, but back-to-back games he scored. His second of the season, like I said, from Cody McLeod, gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead going into the locker room for the second period. Matt Duchene then scores his 11th of the season from Milan Hajduk, 1:19 into the second period, to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead. And then Ryan O'Reilly scores his 5th of the season from Brandon Yip. This is his first goal in a long, long time, but that's okay. They've been hanging in there since then. 4:26 into the third period, the Avalanche lead at 4-1 at that point. At 7:38 of the third period, Nick Foligno scored for the Senators, his 7th of the season, to cut the Avalanche lead in half, 4-2. And then at 14:09, Ryan Shannon scores his 4th of the year, his 2nd of the game, to get the Senators within 1, and that's as close as they got. In the second period, 13:18, Fighting Majors for Cody McLeod and former Avalanche player Sean Donovan. I can't recall any time that Donovan ever got into a fight when he was with the Avalanche, but there you go, whatever. Pascal Leclaire for the Senators, 16 saves on 20 Avalanche shots. And Craig Anderson for the Avalanche, another strong performance, 27 saves on 30 Senator shots. Ryan Shannon, 2 goals on 3 shots for the Senators. Alex Kovalev, an assist in 4 shots. No really notables for the Avalanche, and that's okay, because the Avalanche win this one anyways. Wednesday, December 30th at Ottawa against the Senators, they win this one 4-3. The next night, game number 4, that's the halfway point, by the way. It's hard to believe we're halfway through the season already, but hockey season goes by fast. You have to wait so long for it, and then it goes by really fast. But I think the Olympic break has something to do with it, feeling like it's going by a little bit fast. So I don't know. We'll see. Game number 42, Thursday, December 31st. The Avalanche at Detroit at the Joe against the Red Wings, and they lose this one 4-2. No scoring in the first period. In the second period, things go kind of crazy. 12:56, Pavel Datsyuk scores his ninth of the season to give the Wings a 1-0 lead. Darren Helm adds a shorthanded goal, his fourth of the year, at 17:56 to give the Wings a 2-0 lead. Brandon Yip then scored a power play goal at 19:12 in the second period from Darcy Tucker and Matt Duchene to cut the Wings' lead in half. They led 2-1 at the point. And then Brandon Yip scored his third of the season at 11:59. His second power play, this is in the third period, by the way, the second power play goal of the game from Darcy Tucker and Matt Duchene. That should sound familiar because they assisted on the first one. That tied the game at 2. And then at 16:08, Ville Leino scored his fourth of the season to give the Wings a 3-2 lead. And then at 19:37, Darren Helm scored his fifth of the season and his second of the game. Another shorthanded goal for him. But this was while they were on the power play, too. This was an empty netter. And the Avalanche lose this one 4-2. Craig Anderson, 31 saves on 34 shots. And Jimmy Howard for the Wings, 20 saves on 22 shots. Matt Duchene and Darcy Tucker, 2 assists for the Avalanche. And Brandon Yip, 2 power play goals for the Avalanche. Nick Listrom, just a ho-hum game with 2 assists. And Darren Helm, 2 shorthanded goals and 5 shots on net. So the Avalanche lose that one December 31st, Thursday, at Detroit against the Red Wings. 4-2. All right, game number 43 for the Avalanche, Saturday, January 2nd at the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they win this one 3-2. Christian Huselius scores his 12th of the year on the power play, 12:28 into the first period to give the Blue Jackets a 1-0 lead. And then Kyle Kaminsky, welcome back, sir. His fourth of the season on the power play from John Michael Lyles at a minute 46 of the second period, and that actually tied up the game right there. And at 13:09, Derek Brassard scores his sixth of the season for the Blue Jackets. And sorry, I'm looking at the screen to make sure you can hear me okay. Let me talk a little bit more into the microphone here. There, maybe that's better. Let's see here. TJ Gagliardi, Chris Stewart. Wow, I'm sure I am all over the place here. All right, Derek Brassard, like I said, scores his sixth of the year at 13:09. To give the Blue Jackets a 2-1 lead. All right, in the third period, the Avalanche come back strong. 5:28, Chris Stewart scores his 12th of the season from Paul Stastny and Scott Hannon to tie up the game at 2. And then the Cardiac Kid, TJ Gagliardi, scores his 5th of the year from Alain Hajduk and Ryan Wilson at 19:02. 58 seconds left in the game, and the Avalanche take the lead. Good for them, and they end up winning this game 3-2. The Avalanche outshot the Blue Jackets 14-7 in the third period. It was good to see the Avalanche do that instead of their opposition. And let's see, Craig Anderson, 26 saves on 28 shots, and Steve Mason, 34 saves on 37 shots. Wojtek Wolski, 5 shots on net, including a post that would have, I believe it would have tied up the game at the time. TJ Gagliardi, a goal and 5 shots on net. Christian Huselius, a goal and assist for the Blue Jackets. And Rick Nash, an assist and 4 shots. So there you go. The Avalanche, the Cardiac Kids. TJ Gagliardi has a knack for scoring late goals, and that's just fine by us as long as they are meaningful goals. And the Avalanche win this one 3-2. All right, game number 44 for the Avalanche, Wednesday, January 6th against the Islanders, and they lose this one 3-2. I was at this one, and it was pretty much a waste of time for 2 periods. In the first period, Chris Stewart scores his 13th of the year on the power play at 2:48 from John Michael Lyles and Milan Hajduk to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. At 18:10 of the first period, John Sims scores his 7th of the season to tie the game at 1. I mean, it was a waste of time for Avalanche fans. But if you're a hockey fan, you would have liked Rob Trent's goal, his third of the season on the power play in the second period. A baseball swing, the puck went straight up in the air, and he knocked it down with his glove. And then before the puck hit the ice at about waist level, he took a baseball swing at it and beat Craig Anderson over his right shoulder. An unbelievable goal. I was there with my buddy Kevin Rebow, and he's like, how do you save that as a goaltender? And I've been a goaltender, and the only way you save that is you hope it hits you, because you've got a weird-shaped puck, and you've got a weird-shaped stick, and you never know where the puck is going to go. So an unbelievable goal by Rob Shrimp. He's had this in him, too. Just go to YouTube and type in his name. You'll see some serious stuff. So there you go. The Islanders took a 2-1 lead at that point. In the third period, Matt Hendricks scored his fifth of the season from Brandon Yip and Chris Durno at 9:37 to tie up the game. Gave the Avalanche a little bit of life, and in the third period, they actually played pretty decently. After Kyle Kaminsky then had a blowout on the Islander blue line that led to a 3-on-1, and Kyle Okposo scored his 7th of the season. This was the game winner at 16:43. And shame on all you Avalanche fans who were there and left after this goal. There was a couple hundred people that got up and left, and there's still 3 minutes and change left. A lot of good hockey left. The Avalanche weren't able to score, but I don't know about all the people that decided to leave. That was kind of weak, but anyways, I'm okay with that. Dwayne Rollison played great. He has some awesome saves throughout the game, and obviously stole the he basically stole the point for the Islanders, especially a glove save, total highway robbery, as our good buddy John Kelly would have said back in the day. 30 saves on 32 shots. Craig Anderson, 32 saves on 35 Islander shots. Kyle Okposo, a goal and six shots in the game winner for the Islanders. And Wojciech Volski, five shots. Let me talk about Volski a little bit, because he showed actually last night as well against the Sabres. Very indecisive lately, just not looking like the offensive leader like we meaning the fans, like the Avalanche need him to be. So I'm hoping he I'm not quite sure what's going on with him. I'm not quite sure if he got his feelings hurt because he got, I don't know, I wouldn't say snubbed by the Canadian Olympic team, but he's not looking like himself lately. So I'm hoping he gets a little swagger back, and I don't know. The other thing, we've been talking about Wojciech Volski lately a little bit, and let's all, thanks to Dario, I don't know how you say your last name, but Ron Zone, I believe it is. I follow him on Twitter. We follow each other, and he also made a comment on my Facebook fan page, but he said, you know, Wojciech Volski is not a power forward, and as soon as we all realize that, and as soon as we realize he's there to create some space for his teammates, I think we can all start to accept what he does a little bit more, and that's the truth. So there you go. I'm not sure what's up with Wojciech Volski, but he kind of needs to turn it around. Chris Stewart also for the Avalanche, a goal and four shots. Anyways, game 44 for the Avalanche, Wednesday, January 6th against the Islanders. They lose this one at Pepsi Center, 3-2. All right, hang in there. I got two more games. No worries. Game number 45 for the Avalanche, Friday, January 8th against the Carolina Hurricanes at the RBC Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. They lose this one 2-1. 3:58, this kind of set the tone for the entire game. Darcy Tucker and Tuomo Ruutu get into a fight. Credit to Ruutu for standing up and doing the hockey thing, because he was the guy that knocked Tucker out for a few games earlier in the season. So you got to give him a little bit of credit for that. And like I said, it set the tone for the rest of the game. 5.5 minutes into the first period, Ray Whitney scores his 12th of the year on the power play. Some pretty good moves for a 37-year-old guy. And the Canes take a 1-0 lead. At 18:57, Tom Kostopoulos and Ryan Wilson got into a fight. And the Avalanche actually had five power play chances during the first period. Their power play has been really weak lately. Wojciech Volski. They just haven't done much on that at all. Five power plays in the first period and nothing to show for it. 1-0 lead for the Canes going into the second. 37 seconds into the second period, Ray Whitney scores his 13th of the season, his second of the game, and they take a 2-0 lead. And then Chris Stewart and Tim Gleason get into a fight. This was actually a carryover from something that happened in the first period. This was 41 seconds into the second period. Pretty exciting game when it comes to tough guy stuff. 2-0 going into the third period. Brandon Yip scores his 4th of the season from Chris Stewart at 19:44 to break up the shutout. But nothing you can do there. And the Avalanche lose this one 2-1. Cam Ward, 29 saves on 30 shots. And Peter Budaj, 18 saves on 20 shots. 20 shots should not win you an NHL game most of the time, but it works for the Carolina Hurricanes in this one. There was 58 minutes of penalties in the game. Very chippy for teams that only play each other twice a season. But I don't know. It's kind of fun to watch that type of a game every once in a while. Chris Stewart, an assist, four shots and seven penalty minutes. I like that line. We'll probably see a lot of that in his future. Kyle Quincy, five shots on net. Brandon Yip, a goal and five shots on net for him. Sorry, my voice is starting to go. I've been talking at you too long. Matt Cullen, two assists, and Ray Whitney had two goals and four shots for the Canes. Credit to the Canes fans. I was there a couple seasons ago. They were obviously playing a little better hockey then, but they're struggling this year. They're last in the league by about 6 points in the Western Conference, in the Eastern Conference especially. But they showed up. There's over 14,000 fans at the game, and like I said, a lot of injuries have led to some tough play, and Eric Staal was out for this one, and you know, they're still there, so you got to give them credit a little bit more than the Avalanche fans are showing up for their games. But the Avalanche obviously have a few other teams here that people would like to watch too. So either way, credit to the Carolina Hurricanes fans. We had a lot of fun there a couple years ago, and it's loud in there. So there you go. The Avalanche, Friday, January 8th at Carolina at the RBC Center against the Hurricanes. They lose that one 2-1. All right, last game. There you go. Last night, game number 46, Saturday, January 9th against the Buffalo Sabres. The Avalanche win this one 4-3 in a shootout. Matt Duchene begins the scoring. excuse me, runny nose, 12th of the season, 735 into the first period from Matt Hendricks. And then Matt Duchesne is 13th of the season, a second of the period, 1328 in the first period from Brandon Yip and Milan Hayduk. The Avalanche take a 2-0 lead into the room for the second period. At 17:05 of the second period, Drew Stafford scored his 11th on the power play to cut the Avalanche lead in half. And then a minute two later, Brandon Yip scores his 5th of the season from Paul Stastny and Ryan Wilson at 18:07 to give the Avalanche a 3-1 lead going into the third period. Everything seemed to be under control. Hold on a second. Excuse me. 9:19 into the third period, Thomas Vanek scored his 12th to cut the Avalanche lead to 1 at 3-2. And then Jochen Hecht, scored his 10th of the season, 15:48 into the third period. The Avalanche are outshot, kind of like we've been getting used to in games like this, 15-4 in the third period. And then we go to overtime, no scoring, obviously. In the shootout, 11-round shootout, Avalanche goals by Milan Hayduk, Matt Duchesne, Ryan O'Reilly, and the game winner by, who do you think, if you didn't watch, it's Matt Hendricks. 11 rounds will get you kind of down the bench. I was kind of surprised that Cody McLeod wasn't in this at this point, but he wasn't. But when you haven't scored for, I believe it's 22 games now, you kind of move down the list when it comes to shootouts. Craig Anderson, 32 saves on 35 shots. Patrick Laleem, 27 saves on 30 Avalanche shots, and he was denied his 200th NHL win. Matt Duchesne, 2 goals, 2 shots, good shooting percentage. Matt Hendricks, an assist, 2 shots, and he takes advantage whenever he gets chances. Good for him. Good pickup, like I said, and he's been doing well. Kyle Quincy, 6 shots on net during this game, and Brandon Yip had a goal and assist. He's played 10 games for the Colorado Avalanche. He has 5 goals, 3 assists, and he's a +4. And who misses Marek Svatos now? Thank you, Shane, for that one. Drew Stafford, a goal and assist and 4 shots, and Thomas Vanek and Jochen Hecht, a goal and 6 shots apiece for them. All right, there you go. I'm done. That's a lot of games, I know. I'll be coming right back at you. I've got all the news and notes. I'll tell you who's going to play for their Olympic teams in the Olympics coming up next month. I've got NHL and AHL honors for you. I've got a standings update for you. And I don't know. I think that's about it. I've also got your upcoming games coming up in the third segment. So stick around. I'll be right back. And I've got all kinds of other Avalanche stuff for you. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for everything I care about Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is episode number 47, the Ray Macias edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Your home for lots of stuff, Avalanche. All right, here's your news and notes. Not a whole lot of news and notes. That's good because the injuries have been down lately. So let's all count our lucky stars. Whatever it is. Anyways, on December 16th, slap happy. On December 16th, the Avalanche reassigned left winger Ryan Stoa to Lake Erie in the AHL, and they also reassigned left winger Justin Mercier to Lake Erie as well to make room for these players. On the 17th, the Avalanche recalled right winger Brandon Yip from the Lake Erie Monsters in Cleveland. I don't think he'll be seeing Cleveland for a while. He's been looking great. And the Avalanche also recalled left winger Chris Durno from Lake Erie. The Stoa and Mercier experiment didn't really last very long, and obviously a good move for the Avalanche to bring up Yip and Durno. They've looked good lately. December 19th, the Avalanche's big-time right-winger Milan Hayduk returned to action after missing a few games with a bad knee. On the 21st, Milan Hayduk passed Michel Goulet on the Avalanche Nordiques franchise games played list. Milan Hayduk now third all-time behind Joe Sakic and Adam Foote. So congratulations, Milan Hayduk. Glad you've stayed a while, and looking forward to you retiring as an Avalanche player. On the 28th, the Avalanche reassigned defenseman Derek Peltier to Lake Erie of the AHL. He'd be back in about a week, so don't worry about that. On January 4th, the Avalanche's, actually not the Avalanche's, Lake Erie Monster center TJ Hensick was named the American Hockey League Player of the Month for December with 4 goals and 19 assists in 13 games for the Monsters. a great honor for a guy that he's kind of stuck with his talent. He does really, really well in the AHL. He's usually one of the first call-ups, and he just cannot get it done at the NHL level. I don't know what it is, whether it's a size thing or what, but, man, you get Brandon Yip around some guys with some talent, and he really picks up his game, and TJ Hanzik has never been able to do that. So good for him, and hopefully his time will come with the Avalanche where he will stay for a while. But ever since he's been called up, he did have a stretch last year when he scored, I think, 4 power play goals in 4 games or something like that. But just kind of stuck with where he is as far as his talent goes. But congratulations anyway to TJ Hanzik, the AHL's December Player of the Month. And then on the 5th Avalanche center, the rookie center, Matt Duchene was named the NHL Rookie of the Month for December. 5 goals and 8 assists, 13 points in 14 games. Good for him, starting off January well as well. And hopefully things stay true for him and he keeps up this pace. And I'm not going to jinx it. I'm just not going to say anything about any kind of trophy that he might win at the end of the year. But stay healthy, Matt Duchene. Keep playing like you are, and good things will happen. So there you go. And then on January 7th, the Avalanche recalled defenseman Derek Peltier from Lake Erie to make room to take Adam Foote's place. Actually, he hurt his ankle against the Hurricanes a couple games ago. He was actually sent home from the trip, so he actually went to Buffalo for the game, but then they flew him home from there. So he has an ankle injury. As far as we know, it's not too serious, but ankles take a while for hockey players, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Although Peltier looked pretty decent last night. All right, here you go. Your Olympic Avalanche players, the Avalanche players that will be playing in the Olympics for their respective countries: Paul Stastny for the U.S., Peter Budaj for Slovakia, and Ruslan Soleil for Belarus. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to play, but he was named to the team anyways. So congratulations to those three. Everybody went nuts at first, saying, "Where's Milan Hajduk on the Czech team?" He's had a lot of success in the past. We all know that, but he actually opted out this year, from what Mark Mosier said from Avalanche Radio, from Altitude Radio. From Altitude Sports and Entertainment, by the way. But he said that he opted out. He needs to rest his knee for a few weeks, and I think that's a great move by him. So a well-rested Craig Anderson, who some people say got snubbed for the U.S. team, and Milan Hajduk, hopefully they'll be ready for a nice little playoff run for the Avalanche. Who would have thought we'd be saying that at the beginning of this year, end of last year? But I like how that sounds. The Avalanche are 25-15-6 right now. That's good for 56 points. They are in third place in the Northwest Division. They are tied as far as points goes with, I believe, the Vancouver Canucks, but the Canucks have 2 more wins than the Avalanche, so they are actually ahead of them in the standings. That puts them 6th in the Western Conference and 10th in the entire league. We will definitely take it as Avalanche fans, because at the beginning of this year, this was definitely not expected. So I know expectations have changed a little bit, and depending on health, the Avalanche are looking pretty good. So I'm enjoying this run, and I know all you Avalanche fans out there are as well. And let's continue to be big fans, support them, and let's see where things take us. So there's your news and notes. Not a whole lot of news and notes, like I said, because the injuries have been down, and let's hope it stays that way for a little bit. So there's your news and notes. Like I said, I'll be right back. I've got your upcoming games and where you can find me on the internet. Until then, stick around, enjoy this little song, and I'll be right back. Avalanche fans, welcome to the third and final segment of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for lots of things Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is episode number 37, the Ray Macias edition of the show. This is the third segment. This is it. So upcoming games for the Avalanche, here's your next 10 games. Their next game will be tomorrow night, January 11th, at Calgary against the Flames. These are all mountain start times, by the way. That will be an 8 p.m. start time for that. Then the Avalanche begin a 5-game homestand, and 11 of their next 14 are at home. And this actually almost takes them to the Olympic break, which is really, really nice. The Avalanche have played the most amount of road games for any NHL team so far this season, so it's about time, obviously, they return home. Their next game after that, they play Monday night, and then they don't play again until Saturday. Saturday, January 16th, against Martin Brodeur and the Devils at Pepsi Center, 1 p.m. start time for that. They then play Monday, January 18th against the Oilers at home. That'll be a 7 p.m. start time for that. And then they don't play again until Friday. Friday, January 22nd, the Avalanche play the Predators at Pepsi Center, 7 p.m. start for that. And then on Sunday, January 24th, they play the Stars, 6 p.m. start time on that game. So five-game homestand is over then. And then they actually – sorry, I missed a game there. They play Sunday, and then they actually don't play again for a few more days again. Thursday, January 28th, the Avalanche play the Wild at Pepsi Center. 7 p.m. Mountain Time start on that one. All right, so there you go. There's your five-game homestand. Then the Avalanche go on the road Friday, January 29th against the Stars. That'll be a 6:30 p.m. start time on that one. They then play again Sunday, January 31st against the Rangers at Pepsi Center, 6 p.m. start time. Tuesday, February 2nd, the Avalanche play the Blue Jackets at Pepsi Center, 7 p.m. And then Thursday, February 4th, the Avalanche play the Predators, 6 p.m. start time on that one. So like I said, five-game homestand coming up after this game on Monday night, but that's not until next Saturday, so they really don't play this whole week, and then 11 of their next 14 at home. So it'll be nice. Hopefully they can start playing well at home. Matt Duchene, I believe, has 13 goals on the year, and 12 of them have been scored on the road. So maybe he can score some home goals, and we can cheer for him. All right, so there's your upcoming games. That's your next 10 games, so let's go Avs. All right, here's where to find me everywhere. You can go to my website, avshockeypodcast.com. I post my show there. Every once in a while, I'll post a blog there as well. Got a lot of great feedback from my Wojtek Volski as compared to Alex Tanguay post that I had. So a lot of people are saying, oh, he's a big disappointment like Tanguay. Yeah, Alex Tanguay is the third leading scorer in Avalanche history, and no one else is even close to him. I believe Adam Deadmarsh is fourth on that list, and it's not even close. So go check out that post if you want to see what I'm saying. If Wojtek Volski has a career like Alex Tanguay with the Avalanche, I think we'll all be very, very happy with that. You can also find me on my Facebook fan page. Just search the Avs Hockey Podcast on Facebook. If you're a member there, I would love to see you at Facebook. I just spit all over my pop filter. Sorry, tape leg, but anyways, gross. Twitter, you can find me on Twitter, Avs Hockey Podcast, AVSHKYPODCAST. Love to, there's still spit all over it. Oh, that's what that thing's for. Well, part of it. Anyways, AVSHKYPODCAST. Twitter has a 15-character limit on that, and the Avs, Avs Hockey Podcast, all spelled out, is 16 letters. So AVSHKYPODCAST. Talk to you there. I tweet during games sometimes. I don't know. Been doing some other stuff on there lately, but check it out. Check out the avalanchetalk.com blog by my buddy Kevin Nash. He hasn't posted lately, but people are busy during the holidays especially. He's got a new baby. I've got a new baby, and we're definitely busy. But maybe put that on your Google feed or whatever, and you can, or in your Google RSS feed, and whenever you post something, you can check it out. You can email me, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. You can tell me that the first segment was way too long, and I'd agree with you, but I do my show as often as I can. Like I said, I've got a new baby, definitely very busy, but I post as often as I can. You can catch me on iTunes. Definitely leave me some feedback. For those of you that have caught me on iTunes lately, the more feedback you get, the easier it is for people to find you, and the more iTunes likes to push your podcast. So if you listen to me on iTunes and you like what you hear, and even if you don't like what you hear, definitely post something there saying what you think about the show, and people will find me a little bit easier. So definitely do that on iTunes. I'd appreciate that. And don't forget the play of the week on avalanche.nhl.com. They post one. Usually it's Friday afternoon, and voting is open until Monday afternoon from the previous week in Avalanche hockey, and some really good stuff there. And then at the end of the year, they have a bracket playoff for the Avalanche hockey play of the year. So it's kind of fun. Get involved, get your votes in, and you can see the top three plays from the week before in Avalanche hockey. All right, that's about it. That's a podcast. Episode number 47 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Your home for everything that I care about Avalanche is all taken care of. Thanks for your patience and how long it took me to get this show out. But, you know, things are what they are, and I'll get at you within the next few weeks, and we'll do it all again. And definitely I appreciate your time, and that's about it. So thanks for those of you that are listening for the first time, and for those of you that have been with me for a couple seasons now, I definitely appreciate your time, and I'm humbled by you taking the time to listen to me every couple weeks. So until I talk to you next time in a few weeks, let's go Avs. Take care, and I will see you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See ya.